Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills Podcast. Dag Heward Mills Podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Tuesday, Bishop Dag will enlighten you on what happens when the Lord rejects someone. You will learn about the impact and implications that rejection will have on a person's life and ministry. From today's Bible lesson, you will learn how a minister or Christian can be rejected by our Heavenly Father, as well as picking up all important wisdom keys to help you avoid being cast aside by God. Let's find out more about these 13 key stages of rejection in today's message.
Is it because I'm walking with you?
Oh my Lord,
you're the only one I need.
Oh my Lord,
it's you. I wanna walk with you,
Jesus,
and talk with you, yeah,
Jesus,
learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. Walk along with you, I go through many things. They are tests you've allowed. Please make a way of escape so that I can make it through. I still wanna walk with you and serve you. I wanna walk with you,
Jesus,
and talk with you, yeah,
Jesus,
learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. Lord, help me as I walk with you on the Via Dolorosa, the road of suffering and pain. Help me to never turn back from this road you've called me to. Never change my mind about serving you.
Oh my Lord,
you're the only one I need.
Oh my Lord,
I wanna walk with you,
Jesus,
and talk with you. You, yeah,
Jesus,
learn from you,
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you, and when I feel your presence, Lord, I feel your joy, oh Lord, I feel your love, oh Jesus. and talk with you, yeah.
Jesus.
Learn from you.
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. I wanna walk with you.
Jesus.
And talk with you, yeah.
Jesus.
I wanna learn from you.
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. I wanna walk with you, talk with you, Jesus, talk with you, yeah.
Jesus.
I wanna learn from you.
Jesus.
I wanna be close to you. Teach me how to walk with you.
Jesus.
And talk with you.
Lo, I tell you a mystery. When Jesus shall come, we shall not be the same. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. We shall all stand before the great white throne to receive our judgment for the things we have done, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. We persuade all men to serve the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised. Whoa. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen. Then we all shall say, death, where is thy victory? Grave, where is thy sting? We all shall say, death, where is thy victory? Grave, where is thy sting? We all shall say, hey, death, where is thy victory? Great, where is thy sting? No, death, where is your victory? Great, where is thy sting? Therefore, my beloved brethren, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Death, where is that victory? Grave, where is that sting? We all shall say, hey, death, where is your victory? Grave, where's your sting? We all shall say, hey, 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 where is your victory? And grave, where is your sting? Whoa, death, where is that victory? Grave, where is that sting? We all shall say, death, where is your victory? Grave, where is that sting?
Turn away from their many wicked ways.
Many wicked ways.
Seek my face, and I will answer them. If my people,
if my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
If my people,
if my themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Sweet brother, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying,
little darling, keep on praying. If Christians today want to see the power of God,
see the power of God
in their lives or in their church, the effectual prayer of a righteous man,
of a righteous man,
will accomplish much. If my people,
if my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Whoa.
If my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Everyone who is godly shall arise and pray to thee.
Arise and pray to thee.
Pray in the time when thou may be found. In the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh to him.
Not come nigh to him.
This is your chance, a good time to pray. If my people,
if my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
If my people,
if my people humble themselves, turn from their sins,
keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying,
little darling. Keep on praying and don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
If my people shall wait upon the Lord, renew their strength and mount up with wings. They shall run like the prophets. They shall not be weary.
Not be weary.
They shall walk and shall not faint. Sweet Father, keep on praying. Don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying. And don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying. Don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying. Don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying. And don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher, Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my shepherd. Ooh, I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving, Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my shepherd. Oh, yeah.
I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving, Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me.
When you found me, Lord, I was far, so far, so far away. When you reached out to save me, I couldn't believe you wanted me with you. Jesus, my teacher. Ooh, Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my shepherd. Ooh, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. When you put your eyes on me, Lord, you never took them off again. You were determined to reach me, Lord. You sent your very best man to talk to me, to reach me and to rescue me. Oh yeah. Nothing could hold you back, my Lord. You did everything to reach me.
Jesus, my teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my Shepherd.
Oh,
I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher. Savior, Jesus, my shepherd. Oh, I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving. Thanks for choosing me.
I know it was hard to reach me. I almost slipped out of your hand, oh, no. But you held me oh so tight. Now I'm yours forever and forevermore.
Jesus, oh yeah, Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me.
Thank you for reaching me. I love you, Lord. Thank you for choosing me. You sent your very best man to talk to me. Ooh. Oh, I was far, so far. So far away, but you reached out to me. I thank Lord, thanks for reaching me. I almost slipped out of your hand, but you Lord, oh, you held me, oh, so tired and said, come my little darling, you saved me, Lord, you reached me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Ooh, I love you, Jesus, thank you for reaching. Your heart is aching, I know that you're in pain. Don't give up, these things must be. They all must happen because of your calling. The mystery of God, oh it is amazing. Don't sorrow with a sorrow that leads to death. Cheer up, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's okay to be sad because it's really bad. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know the storm is howling and frightening. How you feel in the pit of your stomach. Having sleepless nights, sitting up all night long, asking yourself, is it all over? I know the sorrows engulf your spirit. It is to teach you something precious, something you cannot learn any other way. To teach you why I'm the only one worth loving. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, we know that all things work together for good. Whoa. Cheer up, sister. We know that all things work together for good. Together for good. Oh, it's gonna be
Wow. It's working. Amen. All things work together. Father, let it come to pass that all things work together for good. We ask for it and we believe it. We predict it. We predict it by faith. In Jesus' name. Thank you for this time. Give us a shower in these few moments as we are in your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, my short Bible lesson is on stages of rejection. Stages of rejection. Rejection by God. Rejection by God. When God rejects you, I don't want you anymore. All right? So, this is not about when people reject you. This is when God rejects you. So the stages of rejection speaks of different little steps that you go through until which even God goes through in God's mind until you are not wanted anymore. All right? Now, 1 Samuel 15, verse 11, in the American Bible, it says, I regret that I have made Saul king. I regret that I have made Saul king. For he has turned back from following me and has not carried out my commands. And Samuel was distressed and cried out to the Lord all night. Now, the Message Bible says, I'm sorry I ever made Saul a king. I'm sorry I ever made Saul a king. He has turned his back on me and he refuses to do what I tell him. And Samuel was angry when he heard this and prayed his anger and disappointment all through the night. King James says, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. Bible in basic English says, it is no longer my pleasure for Saul to be king. It's no longer my pleasure for Saul to be king. Now, rejection by God. Can God reject you? Yes, he can. And that is what we are about. 1 Samuel 16 verse 1. And the Lord said to Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him? I have what? Rejected him. I don't want him anymore. How long will you mourn, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go, and I'll send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Now, this scripture tells us clearly that people may still love you and like you and want you, but God can reject you when people still like you. So, in fact, God was irritated with Saul because Saul was in, with Samuel because God was. Samuel was involved in the appointment of Saul. So, anybody you appoint, consecrate, train, organize, help, lift up, involve with, when you have to come to a point where you have to reject the person, many human beings will not. But God, for his reasons, rejected Saul. Now, What is interesting, are you listening?
Yes.
Is that God never rejected David. You see, if we were in today's world, you get it? A pastor sleep with somebody's wife and then kill the husband and come back to work as though everything is normal. You get it? And married the person, okay? In our world. You get what I'm saying? You would have rejected the person. Straight away, you say, no, no, no. It doesn't work at all. At all, at all, at all. It doesn't work. You've killed, you've destroyed somebody's family. You've destroyed their marriage, destroyed their lives, and killed some. We don't even know whether she had a child already. Killed the father, killed the husband. We would have rejected the man. That is David. Okay. Now, rather, God called him a man after my own heart. Now, Saul, rather, who didn't do anything to anybody's wife, didn't have any such thing, kill anybody, sleep with anybody, do anything, God said, I have rejected him. You know something? I just want to say to all of us that you must be careful with judgment. You know, that is one of the... if ever you are called in to have to judge somebody, have diarrhea. Have what?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Why? So that you can have a good reason to not be at the meeting. Have what?
Diarrhea.
Now, you see, most of the time when I talk, people think I'm just talking. Maybe I'm old, so I'm talking. I don't think I'm so old yet. Some years ago, I was in a fellowship, and the leader or one of the leaders was involved in something like what David got involved with. Okay? And there was a major meeting on the guy. And this meeting was being held in a secondary school. Not so far from my house. So, it was a big case that had come up. So, I was one of the people who was going to be there on that case. It was a whole group fellowship. And I was going. I remember that afternoon. I was going for that meeting. I don't really know what I was going to say. My diarrhea started around 12 o'clock. The diarrhea lasted till about 6 o'clock. I couldn't move out of the house. It was a very mystical diarrhea. Yes. When I heard of the things that happened at the meeting, as people stood up to condemn the guy, this man, and this man was a leader who used to teach us. He used to teach beautifully. Beautifully. The things that people said, the condemnation, various things that were said on this guy's case. I always look, and it was the most mysterious. No food poison. I had not eaten anything. A mystical diarrhea. So when I say, if somebody calls you for a meeting to go and condemn somebody or judge somebody, have what? Diarrhea immediately and persist in the diarrhea till the meeting is over. I know that you may not understand. Because the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. The words that you speak and the things that you say, Bible says you are justified by your words and you are condemned by your words. As you pronounce judgments and eternal damnations on people, You should wait for yours. You see, when David was appointed in replacement of Saul, he never knew when his crisis would come. He never knew when his crisis would come. And when his crisis came, it was huge. Yes. It's frightening. Yes. And sometimes, it's things you have said about things, about people, about whatever, and the derision and your lifted up nose looking down on things. I mean, how? Oh, Charlie, how? Oh, Charlie. What's, oh, God said, oh, you said, what, how? You was it? I heard you say how. You want to know how? So, I just want to say, you got to be careful when you are dealing with things, because for this word, I have rejected him. Not was those words were not used on David. Those words were not used on what?
David.
On David. But those words were used on Saul. So that's why tonight I want to go through just a few. It's a Bible study. It's a short Bible lesson. Do you like my short Bible lesson?
Yes.
I heard that word from Kenneth Hagin. He says it's a short Bible lesson. Now, in 1 Samuel 15, just to give you a little background, we see from verse 1, Samuel said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you to be king. Now hear the voice. Thus says the Lord, I remember that which Amalek did, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up. Now go and smite Amalek, utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant, suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass." Listen to the small instructions and the big ones. Listen to what? The small and the big. Follow the big things and the small things. They are all important. Look at what he said. Kill man and woman. When you see the woman, say, oh, this one will be a good beloved. No! You're going to be like those somebody that God has told you to kill. Oh, she's beautiful. She's harmless. No! Infants. When you see the child, slay them. Oh, God. God, you are murderer. You are murderous today. You are murderous. I don't want to call you father a murderer, but you are murderous. Wow. Because if you don't do it, you are saying to God, you are a murderer. And God doesn't feel good. You know, there are certain insinuations when you make them, it's not nice. Slay the suckling. Sucking the breast. What can she do? What can this baby do? I say, kill suckling. Oh, God. Ox. Huge ox. Like a buffalo. Kill them. Sheep. Small ones. Camels. Big humps. Big camels. Kill camel. One day I was in Tunisia. Yes. I was in Tunisia. And I saw a head of a camel hanging outside a shop. I think they were killing them in the shop. Camel head. Tunisia. Kill the camels and the asses. You see the small instructions and the big ones? All are important. Many things that I teach and I say, I look at people and I know I can see them in their eyes. Of course, sometimes I'm wrong. But sometimes I can see that, there he goes again. And we know him. You know me. You didn't even know that I've been to Tunisia before. Yes. Even Tunisia, you didn't know that I've been there. Yes. What will I be doing in town to see a camel? Where they are selling camel meat. and they have put the camel's head outside. One of the camels they've killed is they've hung the head outside. That here is where you can get good camel meat. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them, 200,000, came to the city of Amalek. And Saul said, go to the Kenites, tell them to go, unless I destroy you. So Saul smote the Amalekites. Beautiful. Verse 8, and he took Agag, the king. It pains me that his name is near my name, Agag. If they are just the A-G at the beginning, if you put D there. So I don't like that. What do you call it? He took Agag, the king. It's too close for comfort. The king of the Amalekites alive. And utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag. And he spared the best of the sheep. Remember, sheep was in the instruction. He spared the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good. And would not utterly destroy. Because he was what? Wiser than God. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. So you see, the man is wise. I know you. I know what you are saying. I just want you to always compare David with Saul. That this man was rejected, but David was not rejected. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me. I regret. I'm sorry that I have set up Saul to be king. For he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandment. And it grieved Samuel. And he cried unto the Lord all night. So he rose up early and he came. Verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul. And Saul said, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, then what meaneth this bleating of the sheep in my ears? And the lowing of the oxen. The sheep were saying, meh, meh. And then the oxen were doing, lowing. And Saul said, oh, they have brought them for the Amalekites. For the people spare them. The people spare them. The best of the sheep and oxen to sacrifice to God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. Say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee and sent thee on a journey to destroy the sinners and fight them. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, yeah, I have obeyed. How can you say I have not obeyed? I don't like that. I don't like those type of things. Every day you say I have not obeyed. Every day you say I have not obeyed. I have obeyed. Every day you say I have not obeyed. Every day you say I have not obeyed. What else should I do? What else should I do? What do you want to do? Want to kill me? Yeah, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me. I have brought Agag the king and I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took up the spoil. The people and the oxen and the chief of the things that should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice to the Lord thy God. And Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Rejection. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. So after a long meeting, first Samuel has to progress from verse 1 to 25 before he will admit. Then I pray thee, pardon me and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said to Saul, I will not return unto thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected thee. And Samuel turned about to go away, and he laid hold on the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and has given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he's not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I've sinned. Honor me once before the people. So Samuel turned again and worshiped the Lord, but it was just a show. It was just a show, just to prevent embarrassment. Then Samuel said, bring hither the king, Agag. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, ah, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel personally healed Agag into pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went to his house. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. That's how he rejected him. He followed God's rejection by also not going to his house again. He said, I will not come to your house again, and I will not honor you in your house again until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul. And the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. Then you go to chapter 16, verse 1, and the Lord said, how long will you mourn, seeing I've rejected him from reigning over Israel? Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is a story, very sad and serious story, but it shows the best example of God's rejection. And again, it's a little mysterious. What I think is that the narration in Samuel is an abridged version of the whole story. You see, because you see that the severity of the punishment plus the things that were listed seem to be headlines. You see, so you have to listen to the words that were being used. Do you see? And you get the headlines of basically the headlines of the rejection. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yes. So with these headlines, you can see God saying, God explaining why he rejected. He rejected Saul. And I think it's important for us all to notice just exactly what happened so that we can prevent ourselves from being rejected. And also, I think that it is important that we do that, because many times we are rejected and we don't realize that we are rejected. And God said, I'm finished with you. I'm done with you. And people may show you mercy, but God says that. Because Samuel was sad all the time. But God said, I don't want him anymore. I don't like him. And it's some way if God doesn't like you. Later on, he went to stay in a witch's house. And I mean, things got worse, demonized. He became demon-possessed and all kinds of things. But it was because God has rejected him. Now, David was anointed as his replacement. So you may be rejected, but you still continue living. Do you understand? And you may live several years, but under rejection. God doesn't want you anymore. And he has finished with you. But your lease on life is not over. So you live out a rejected person's life. Do you see? But actually, God has rejected you. So now your replacement is growing and being groomed. And when you are rejected, the Spirit of the Lord leaves you and demons come to take over. All right? So I want us to quickly see very few points. I'm not going to really read any scripture again because I have read all the scripture about that story. So I'm just going to give you the points and then you take them up. Rejection of you as a person and as a minister comes about because you are disobedient. So disobedience is one main thing. When you are told do something, and you don't do that. Do you see?
Yeah.
Yes. And you can see disobedience in big things and disobedience in small. Because he asked about the sheep. He said, what is the meaning of the meh meh I'm hearing? What about the meh meh? What about the oxen? Why are there oxen? What's the oxen alive? Why are there oxes? Oxis or oxen. Which one of them? You can find out. I'm not far from the truth. It's either this or the other. Yeah. Why are the oxen alive? How can that be? So disobedience in the big and the small. Watch out. And that really got to God. Yes. Now, David really didn't disobey God in all the things. In fact, he was the one putting pressure on God. I want to build a house for you. I want to worship you. Like, he was more forthcoming towards God. You know? So I think when your crisis comes, if you are closer, it helps. He was forcing to be close to God. You know, he would say, one thing have I desired, to be behold your beauty, the temple of the Lord, all those things. When his crisis came, he was already inside the temple, worshiping God. And then his crisis came. So it depends on where you are when your crisis comes. If you are some outer person, then it is already, you are already outside. Yes. So disobedience, especially in things that we recalculate in our mind as not being so important. He said this, but just do this. And you can imagine in my position, I see a lot of that. I see a lot of that. People think they know better. They know this, they know that, whatever. Yeah. All right. Number two, rejection of you and your ministry comes about because you don't admit anything. You don't admit things. When David's crisis came and Nathan spoke to him, immediately he said, it's true, it's true, it's true. Rejection comes because you don't admit anything. Yes. David didn't have that he doesn't admit anything. Yes. There are people, they can lie to you and say, I wish I can even remove my heart so that you see what is in my heart. All are not true. Yes. Yes. A lot of different things can be said. You don't admit. You are standing there. You get it?
Yeah.
Yes. You not admit something that is clear. It becomes, the whole of 1 Samuel 15 becomes the meeting with only Saul. Number three. Rejection of you as a minister and as a person comes about because you argue about the obvious. You do what? You argue. And so I'm not arguing. You are not arguing? You are not arguing. What are you doing? Why is there a lot of talking? Why is somebody becoming heated? As soon as David's crisis came, when they say, this is what you've done, I've done it. Nathan was deflated. Nathan's word of knowledge and others were now not needed again. For some people, word of knowledge, visions, confirmation, video, photograph, and so many things are needed. Nathan was deflated, pew, like this. When he came with his big word of knowledge, there was a certain man who came with a sheep, and this and that, they said, please, it's me. That's all. Finish. When Saul's crisis came, he was argued that here are sheep. And there is a long meeting that there are no sheep. And the sheep are there. And there is a meeting about the sheep which are. So there are no sheep. There are sheep. There are no sheep. And there, here is the sheep. It is for meat. It's for this. It's for that. That's it. Rejection. Number four, Rejection of you comes about because you don't fulfill your instructions. You don't fulfill it. You don't complete things. Incomplete work. What is the use of the thing that is not complete? Let me tell you. Supposing you are making a car and it has three tires. How can we use the car when the fourth tire is not there? What is the point in all the work which never ends? What is the point? You've been asked to kill all you've done and left one man standing. His name is Agag. And it's important that he is gone. And you see, when someone was going to kill him, he said, you made a lot of women childless. You made women without, and therefore you, your mother will be without a child from today. God had his own sense of judgment and righteousness. And there was a reason why God was doing what he was doing. And you obey the instruction, but you don't fulfill it. You don't complete anything that God has told you to do. That's why one of my long prayers, you know, is that I may fulfill my ministry. Even this morning I prayed that I should fulfill my apostolic calling. I should fulfill my prophetic ministry. I should finish. I've even prayed I should finish and be alive, that I've finished. I've done what? Finished, and I'm still in the system. Just moving in the system. Just, you know, waiting to die. Because I've finished. When I go to heaven, I have nothing. There's nothing to add. Yes, I finished my course and I'm still in the system. Beautiful. I finished writing all the books I have to write. I finished preaching all the messages I have to preach. I'm just in the system watching things. I'm like a cloud of witnesses on earth. Yes. Sometimes it's nice what you do. But did you do? Have you fulfilled? Have you done everything? Is it complete? We drive on a lot of uncompleted roads. I said there's a road from here to here, from here to here. Airport, residential area, and some few places, Laboni and so on. And then after that, you're on sand. Number five, rejection of you as a minister comes because you tell lies, even with the evidence of your lies around. The thing is in view. So I've done it. You've not done it. It is there. It's a lie. It's a lie. Those of us who trifle with lies, let me tell you, every evil goes with lies. Lies is like salt. It must be added to every food. And every bad thing has lies. People say every thief is a liar. But it's not the only bad thing that has a liar. Every fornicator is a liar. Every adulterer is a liar. Every treacherous person is a liar. Every murderer is a liar. It goes together. There is never strong evil without lies. It is needed to accompany evil. Yes. Anybody who is deeply involved in evil is a liar. You find out that the person says A but is B. And one of the things about liars is that when they are telling lies, the evidence is there. Like they should be... I have killed all of them. Then the lie, the thing will speak. So I've killed. He's dead. He's dead. Is it a dead? Has he risen from? Is it a resurrection sheep? Is it a resurrection sheep or resurrection oxen? Ox. Or you have fulfilled the instruction metaphorically. You tell lies, and God hates lies. Yes. Number six. Rejection of you as a minister comes because you challenge God's servant in your heart. Yes. In your heart, you are challenging God's servant. You see, you are resisting God's servant in your heart, inside you. When he's saying, go and do this, in your heart, you don't believe in the instruction. You don't believe. If they say, go on a mission here, you don't believe it in your heart that you should go. One guy once said to me that, you were led when you sent me here. You were led when you sent me here. But when you sent me here, you were not led. Beautiful. So you can have instructions, but in your heart, you reject. If I say, arrange this thing here and here, in your heart, you don't believe that it should be arranged there and there. You see that? He is wrong about this. A lot of people feel the person who is giving instruction is wrong about what he is doing and what he's asked to do and what he's saying. If I say, read this book, if I say, use this material, if I say, do this, if I say, do this, people think in their heart, it is not necessary. It's not right. That's what they think. That is why they don't do it. Because you are challenging that instruction. When it says, take this now. It's true. In your heart, in the heart of hearts. Even if you do it half-heartedly. That's the meaning of half-heartedly. You don't really want to do it. That's why he did it and he said, I've done it. I said, what is the meaning of this? You don't want to kill the sheep. You don't think it's right to kill the king. And it's not your work. It's God's work. You have to ask yourself. Because if you don't have something in your heart, when somebody says do this and you don't believe it and accept it in your heart, you can't do it well. You know, when God started to speak to me about these compassion works, you know, I have to bring myself to see its role so that I can do it from my heart. That I can take money and to fight for the blind and take money to fight for the poor and take money to fight for cripples and take money to fight for difficulties. I have to believe it in my heart. Otherwise, I will not do it. And I'll do it to a point. And I'll be challenging God that the real thing is that souls must be saved. What are all these? It's a diversion. Many times I see people, they are challenging me in their hearts. When I say, let's do this. Let's go here. Let's move here. Let's do this. They challenge me in their hearts. And Saul challenged God in his heart. No, not necessary. And they hope that there will be no inspection. It's when he comes for the inspection and he says, what is this? You'll be hoping that, oh, he will not come to this side. And of course, if he's an inspector from a certain type of country, he won't even come to that area anyway. We know. Do you know any country like that? You can mention 17 countries in your head. Can you mention about 17 countries? Mention it in your head. Let's see. No, you can say it softly. Say it softly. Mention any country that the manager himself will never come there. So he will never know that the instruction has not been fulfilled. Yes, he manages from the house. Number seven, rejection of you as a minister comes about because you are stubborn. Yes, and remember he said, stubbornness is as witchcraft. Your neck is hard. Your neck is hard. One of the things, you know, the Bible says that we should not be, look at the scripture. The Bible says we should not be stubborn like a mule that you need to pull. You need to pull him like a horse and nothing, he doesn't hear anything. You use force to drag him. Hard, stubborn. Psalm 32, verse 9. Do not be as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and a bridle, lest they come near unto thee. You must learn to be soft. You know, how many of you would like to marry a hard, stubborn queen? Huh? Some of you are like a horse. Hard. I once rode a horse. You see, when we look at horses, the beauty of a horse, you look at the neck. That's how we see. It's the neck and the head and the chest and the bottoms. How majestic it is. And you see how strong. And I once rode a horse with a hard neck. And he thought I was about to lash him. And then he took off in a gallop at top speed. It would be 60, 70 kilometers per hour on the beach. And we were on a gallop. Top speed. Race horses are not normal horses. They are very strong and they have strength and endurance. And he took off. I pulled. I was pulling. He wouldn't mind me. He would go to the water, come onto the sand. And we were going at top speed to the castle. You know Osu Castle? And there are rocks there. So fast and so hard. And I was holding him. I was pulling, And you see, the horse will even go and climb the rocks. Yes. That's how dangerous it is. He went with, somebody came and galloped his horse and came and we were side by side to hold my horse and with me to try to bring him to stop him. No understanding. Some of you need two jockeys to just rein you into a simple topic and a meeting. It will take two jockeys. When they saw that I was in danger and the horse had taken off at top speed. Early in the morning, 6 a.m. Now, full speed. Hey! And I was holding the horse, pulling. Nothing could move his leg. You cannot be moved. They were able to catch up with me. Hold, and then we were all holding and pulling the horse. Otherwise, I was going to the castle. You don't know that Rollins is in the castle. It's a revolution. No understanding, no. Huh? Yeah, stop in the end. We went. When the horse eventually, I had to get up. They said, it's too dangerous. I should come up. Doesn't understand anything. If you marry somebody like that, you see that, Charlie. Just now, you'll be in the castle, in prison. Are you listening? Yeah. Okay. How many points? 7. Stubbornness. Every long meeting. And David was not stubborn. When the issue came, Nathan lost what to talk about. So you see, it seems God is looking at different things. Eh? I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I'm saying that David's crisis, when David's crisis came, he just got out of jail free. Virtually, get out of jail free. Have you played Monopoly before? There's a card. When you drop, you get out of jail free card. He got a get out of jail free card. But Saul didn't get out of jail free. Saul's crisis continued till he died. David died in full age and honor riches. Number 9. Number eight. Okay. There's 9 here, but I think I skipped. Rejection of you comes because you are rebellious. He says rebellion is as witchcraft. Amen. Rebellion. disloyalty, rebellion. You are not loyal. When you are loyal to somebody, his instructions to you will be like gold.
That's
right. You say, no, he said this. Don't change it. Oh, don't mind, he's not here. I mean, he doesn't understand a lot of things. You know, he's a new person. I mean, he's a half caste. He's a Lebanese man. He said this, is that. So don't mind. I mean, hey! You know these people, you are not a loyal person. Rebellion, you are a disloyal person. Disloyalty. It may not be overt. Beautiful, we call it beautiful disobedience. You see them quiet. They don't speak a word. Quiet, but very some way. They don't talk. They don't say anything to you. They will not, okay. But you will go just now. And we will do whatever we are doing here. And we are not faithful to you. We are not constant. We are double tongues. Wow. Double tongue. We say praises here and then we curse you behind your back. We love you with one tongue, another tongue. We are saying another comment. Oh, yes. Okay. When the person go home, good riddance to bad rubbish. Good riddance to what? Bad rubbish. Yes. Don't mind him. Don't mind him. Disloyalty. Rebellion. Look at it. This is what he told us. Rebellion is like witchcraft. Charlie, his case was sincere. But not with David. David said, one thing have I desired. To seek after the Lord. To dwell in his house. I want to be with him. I don't want to be far. You see them far out. They want to sit at the back. They will never come near. There are some people. You know, the other day I was praying, you know. Some of you have not been here before. I look outside, because it's a small studio, just it takes about 20 people, 30 people. I look outside. One day I was sitting, I was thinking of some of my pastors, even bishops and so on. And I was thinking to myself that if I was ever to see a leopard, do you know a leopard? A leopard or a tiger? The one with spots. On the car park. It would be like seeing some of my pastors here in the church. Let's say first, like we're having a revival. It would be like seeing a leopard. It's like, there's a real leopard. It's supposed to cause. There is a real leopard. A real leopard on the car park. Or a lion. I mean, they'll say, what? Are you sure? It's like seeing certain pastors around. The appointment of a pastor as a pastor, as a bishop, is just to carry a certain life. But in their heart, they are rebellious. They don't want to be near you. They want to be far from you so they can manifest whatever they want. And because the church is huge and it has its own buildings, they can't actually rebel. Because when they rebel openly, they are going out of the building and into the thin air. That's why they are around, but not because they are loyal. You see, when I was building buildings, people didn't know what I was doing. You can't rebel, but you can't go with the building. Ah! I look at the leopard. There are some members who say, hey, look at what has come to church. Yes, on the mood changing car park is by a car. You say, wow, this is like some of seeing some pastors or bishops even around. Yes, the total strangers. Yes, we all start taking pictures with binoculars. Say, this person is here. True or not true? You yourself will find it strange. Disloyalty and rebellion. Watch out for quiet people. Watch out for people who say nothing. Also say nothing to them. Say nothing to them too. Yes, they are some way. They are. And that is the reason for rejection. Surprise, isn't it? The man who has rather killed somebody, the one who has gone to commit adultery, has taken somebody's wife when he went to war. The man has traveled for war. Whilst they have traveled for war, you are riding the wife. Enough time to get her pregnant. Compare that with this one. And ask yourself. I mean, I just want you to say that it's better you think about God. And see somehow his level of judgment seems to be even different. I'm not saying that he accepted that. But maybe the stubbornness, you see, that's why I said this story looks like it's an abridgment of something. It looks like, because for you to say stubborn, but something has gone on for some time. Yeah. And that you are resistant to something. You are resistant to listening. You are resistant and God is rejecting you. It's been too much and too long. Too much and too long. Too much talking. Too long. And of course, it's God who is judging. We would always judge wrongly. That's why we are told to leave judgment alone. Have what? Running diarrhea. Diarrhea. Straight away. Just say, my diarrhea has come. Yes. Induce it. Eat pepper immediately. Do something. Cause it to start. Yes. Take milk of magnesia. Anything that can make it diarrhea come. So that you will not be there to say certain things that will boomerang and come back for you one day. One day I heard somebody saying something about me. It boomeranged. Do you know boomerang? It goes like this. Then it turns in the air and returns to the sender. The Bible says, he that throweth a stone shall be thrown at him. He that diggeth a pit, he shall fall into it himself. It will boomerang. Rebellion. That's a boomerang right there. I think we better get some boomerangs in the church so that we can throw them around and practice. Number 8. And then number 9. Number 9. I've almost finished now. Number 9. You are rejected as a minister because you are into witchcraft. Read it in the Bible. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. You see, when you are quiet, you even force people to talk who don't feel like talking. Your quietness causes an ease. And you sort of control the environment with your attitude and your atmosphere. I told you I'm going to share with you about the glory of the anointing. Yes. Yes. Spirit of glory. Yes. I'll show you. Witchcraft. There are some people, they will influence you. They will make you trust them. They make you flow with them. They'll make you talk when you don't feel like talking. It's all witchcraft. They use a power. Sometimes some people can manipulate. Some people can cry. Tears make people tear up. Look, if you're at a funeral and you cry. I remember my father's funeral. I was reading a tribute to him at the Holy Trinity Cathedral. When I got to a point, I started to cry. Everybody started to cry in the church. My father's funeral, my own father. Nobody was crying. Everybody was like. When I started to cry, they all started to cry. Tears induce tears. So those who have it easy with tears, they just say, time to cry. Then it moves the person. The person is moved with pity. Yes. People even manipulate through talking. Manipulate. People can manipulate others to have sex. Remove your anus. It's a very beautiful sensation. Come on. Remove it. I'll show you. Your life will change. They manipulate young girls. Manipulate and talk to them. It's all witchcraft. They use words, darling. They give pet names. Sugar babes. Loving cootie cups. Sweet softy. Wow. Hi, darling. I miss you. Sorry to call at this time. When I woke up, I was thinking about you. I said, I'll just check on you. Are you okay? What are you wearing? Make sure the power and there are pastors who are into witchcraft. It's not the Holy Spirit power they are using. They are exercising power. You see, when the devil came to Jesus, he said, jump, fly. Fly. It's like, use power, but not. It's not God's power. Use power. Use power and control us. Fly. 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 But not God's power. People use power, but it's not God's power. Because the thing you are using the power for is evil. Witchcraft. Bewitch. You bewitch people. Because you can bewitch people and collect money from them. Oh yes. You can bewitch people. When you are a real, genuine pastor, you feel sorry for people when you are even taking offering. You only faith makes you take offering. We all need more money than we have. All of us need money. I have never found somebody who doesn't need money. One day I met a brother who was working for a millionaire. He told me that my boss is not happy. I said, why? Because his money has dropped. I said, to how much? 960. 960 what? $960 million. He was at 1 billion. He has dropped to 960. He's not happy at all. Wow. Hey. Everybody needs money. Bewitchment. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. Oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth. So bewitchment causes you to make people not obey the truth. So if somebody has ever made you not obey the word of God, not obey the truth, that person is a witch to you. And has used witchcraft on you. And it has worked. If somebody was able to use his influence and power to make you sin, to make you fall into evil, whether it's by raps, by gentle, we have different ways to kill a cat, by drowning, by poison, by shooting, by cutting with a knife and so on. But with gentle words and talking and love and convincing and crying and whatever, the person is a witch, even if it's a male, he's a witch. It's witchcraft. Who foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey truth. Truth. You are not doing the right thing. And it's a power that has joined to you to do wrong. It's witchcraft. It's not Holy Spirit power. It's a power, but it's not God's power. That's what is witchcraft. Bewitched. You are under a control and a spell. You don't even know it. That's why when you are genuine, you'll be afraid when people are very obedient to you. So I don't want to take advantage. This person will do whatever I say. I want to be careful. Yes. So if you are a young person, you are in the church, don't let anybody bewitch you. Yeah, anybody who is trying to let you do something that is not the right thing and is using tears, talking, raps, love, money, gifts. When somebody gives you a gift, be careful of the person. Anyone who gives you, Bible says, a gift perverteth the person who receives it. When you receive a gift, that's why I say, I thank God I'm free of this gift thing. If you give me a gift, thank you. God bless you. There's nobody that, you see, a gift brings a burden of a return. Sometimes there are certain gifts, when you get it, there's a burden of something I have to give back. Because of the gift that has been given to me. It places a burden on the receiver to do something, to express gratitude. Yes. That's what a gift can place a heavy burden on somebody to whom the gift has been given. You don't like my preaching. I can see that you don't like my preaching. Huh? That's how take no gift, for the gift blinded the wise. Yes, and perverted the words of the righteous. It changes you. Before you realize it changes you. Don't just receive gift from people. You receive this, you receive that, you receive this from this, this from that, that from that. somebody that he knows your size. He knows your size to give you a gift. How did he know your... When you see a dress hanging there, how do you know the size? When you see it's flat like that, how do you know which this thing will fit into it? It's a man witch. It's a woman witch. It's a what? A man witch or a woman witch. Is that what? A man witch or a woman witch? After this meeting, send a message to certain people. You are a man witch or you are a woman witch. I reject it. I reject you from today. Anyone who has bewitched you to not obey the truth, that person is not a good person in your life. Yes. And it can be a man witch or a woman witch. Yes. One brother, he didn't have his school fees. A lady met him. A very gentle lady. So, came to the house. When she came to the house, when he entered the house, the lady appeared from a room. I will not give you the detail. He appeared from a room and did something. The brother told me, said that I fainted. Yes, I fainted. And that was the end of me. She finished me. And continue to finish me for some years as I was a student. See, and such a person, after it cannot be normal. Even in the future, you see the person is perverted because he has been destroyed by somebody who claimed to be looking after him and giving him school fees. Yes, it's a man witch. He said she did something in the sitting room. He said that his mind became dizzy. What he saw. Yes. And so you see, that's why God even has mercy. Sometimes you look at somebody, realize that he cannot even walk upright. Well, what he has seen, what he has been, yes, he has been baptized into. He has been abused. That's why at a certain age, when you do things to people, you go to prison. Yes, that's why there are priests in prison and pastors in prison. In certain civilized societies, you go to prison for those things. Because you have abused people and abused your power. Witchcraft, man witch and woman witch. I don't care if you are quiet. I don't care at all. I'll finish preaching and I'll play a song and that's it. Number, how many do you have? 10. You have 9. Number 10. Rejection of your ministry and of you comes because you reject prophetic instructions, prophetic words. Because the prophet came to see him with a prophetic word and said, this was something I believe God has told me. You see, one day I woke up and God said to me, forgive this person. That was what he told me. Forgive this person. Wow. It's a prophetic word. That's it. Forgive this person. And that was it. That was it. By the time my mind, I've even forgotten what it was. When God gives you a prophetic word, you call somebody and say, I feel this. If it's me telling you, I will say something, I feel this. But when the prophet comes to you and gives you a word, you don't believe it. You don't take it. This morning I was taking an offering. I said, this offering means that all things will fall into place this year in your life. Someone said, he's always saying things like that. But because you don't believe it, you reject it. The Lord has also rejected you. You reject the prophetic words. Many times I've spoken as a prophet. If people had listened to me, we would have filled the whole of Tanzania and the whole of Uganda and the whole of Ethiopia and the whole of Nigeria with churches and with pastors, mega church pastors. Oh yes. But they rejected. And because they rejected the word, the Lord has rejected them. Yes. Keep watching. Rejection. of the prophetic instructions. That's why my children call me a prophet. Because they don't want to make the same mistake that some of the grown-ups made. That when I was speaking, they said, oh, he said this and said, oh, you know, Bishop, he always said this, this and that and so on. Because when you call me pastor, when you call me bishop, you didn't know that I was also speaking as a prophet. Yes. Because many times the teaching ministry, it becomes a prophet's ministry. A prophet and a teacher. Yes. Why? Because the Bible says the church is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Yes. Number 11. You are rejected because of your iniquity. He said, rebellion is as witchcraft and what? Idolatry is as what? Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So iniquity is your sin. Now, as you can see, King David also had iniquity. So if you read Psalm 50, whatever, 5, you see his iniquity. But you can see this is one of the plenty things. It didn't go along with the stubbornness. It didn't go along with the arguments. It didn't go along with the lies. It didn't go along with the witchcraft. It didn't go along with the arguments. It didn't go along with the stubbornness. It didn't go along with all those things. The iniquity, we were born in it. We were born in iniquity. We were born in iniquity. But stubbornness means that you have become hard in the iniquity. Hard. You are hardened. Hardened is one of the reasons for rejection. As for iniquity, if you are a human organization, there will always be sin. And there will always be mistakes. There's no question about it. Today and tomorrow. It's part of humanness. Yes. That's why when there's an accident, they ask, what is the cause? Like helicopter accidents. Most helicopter accidents are caused by human error. There's always human error and human failing. Because we are humans. That's why they're trying to make most things machines and computers. Because of the human element. You see the one who is flying you in a plane, he's drunk. He's drunk. Have you not watched that film with Denzel Washington? He was a pilot who was always drinking. He was totally drunk. You get on board, 400 people, you are flying. The man is on the whiskey. He has just due toothpaste to brush his teeth and so that he doesn't mind. The guy is high. He's high. Take me higher. And he's flying you in the night when there are planes everywhere. In the night, all over the place. And the guy is high. And he's the main pilot. People are depressed. People have quarreled with their wives and they've come to fly you. Yes. Human error. That's the human being. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. It is part of us. But the stubbornness adds another element. The argument adds another element. And the what? What are the points? Disobedience. Not admitting anything. Eh? Arguing about the obvious. Not fulfilling the instructions. Telling lies with the evidence that is against what you are saying. Sitting there and bleating. That's the difference. That's the difference. Yes. So how can you kill somebody? Go and come in for me and then you kill somebody. What is abortion? When you go and do abortion, is it not killing? Is there not bloodshed? Is it not a life? Is a life not taken? Ah, it's a common thing. Only the child you took is not grown. It's not grown, but he's a child. By 12 weeks, everything is formed. 12 weeks, everything is formed. Everything is formed. It's bloodshed. It's a killing of a human being. It's a killing of a human being. Oh, it's just a bloodshed. It was another period. Another period. It's a killer. It's a killer whale. It's a killer move. It's another killing. You are looking at me. Keep looking. I'm talking about rejection by God. See, we think God is a fool. But we have to deal with God himself. God is not a fool. He watches people in their hardness and their stubbornness and their persistence of things. God is wild. And when he has rejected you, you can be in town. You'll be moving around, you are rejected. I said, I finish with you. I finish with you. You are finished. You are finished. I don't like you again. The day God says, I don't like you again, that's it. People may hug you. People may hold. People may shake you. People may love you. People may kiss you. I said, I don't like you. That's why God said to Saul, how long will you mourn? Seeing that I have rejected, you are accepting. I've rejected, you are accepting. Come on, I've chosen another person. I've got another person to replace. I got somebody else. How long will you be crying? God is not angry with you because of your sin. The iniquity, you are born in it. Okay. Look at the other points. There are 12 points. You can see them. There are 12 points. You can see them. It's not just your iniquity. Iniquity is 1 out of 12. Iniquity is 1 out of 12. The rest are there. The lies, the arguments, the hardness, the difficulty, the stubbornness. Are you still around? No, I don't even mind if you are not here. Rejection comes because you disobey prophetic instructions. One day I saw some people were having a meeting about, because somebody told me about it. They were laughing at me. They were mocking me. I told them to do something. They were mocking me. I said, okay. I leave you. You do what you do. They were mocking me in their meeting. How many numbers do you have? Iniquity. Number 12. Rejection of you comes because you have an idol that you obey. He says, it's as iniquity and idolatry. Watch out for a third voice or another thing that you obey and you listen to in your life. It's an idol. Yes? Watch out. Anything that you obey makes you obey. That is not God. What's that thing? A third voice. A voice that is not a God's voice. It's an idol. I'm used to obeying this. I'm used to following this. I follow it. Sometimes it can be a man. Sometimes it can be a woman. It can even be your spouse. That has turned into an idol. You give God reason to kill the person. God doesn't like anything that challenges him. You bow to it. You yield to it. It speaks. You obey. You flow. You yield. You kowtow. You kowtow. You flow. You flow. You flow with an idol. He said, give me food. You go and you give food to a stone. You give him wood. You give him water. A stone. You kowtow to a stone. To a river. To a crab. To a man. To a woman. You kowtow. You yield. You obey. It's so big to you. It's so great to you. Look at it carefully. You never see David having even that. He's the one of the only kings never had anything else that he obeys except God. Yeah. The only one. Only God to him. Jehovah, the God of the heavens. He never had an alternative. He never had a third voice. He never had any such alternative things around in the system. What is it that you are listening to? Following. If you have anybody in your life like that, even if it's your spouse, you send the person a message that, I promise you I'll never follow you and obey you. I'll follow God, not you. Not you. You will kill me, you destroy me. The idol of Saul's life brought him to his end. He died going to hell. He died and went to after God chose him. He said, we were small, I chose you. You were nobody. When I made you something, it's nothing to you. You better be careful. You better be careful, friend. He has also rejected thee. Look at it. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being the king. I don't like you again. Iniquity can never make God reject you alone. It goes with all these. 12. And I'm adding a 13th one. A 13 is an odd number. It's not a perfect thing. It's an imperfect thing. He says, you have not followed the Lord. People who don't follow. Because you don't follow fully. You have not followed. Yeah. Someone told me, you have not followed what I told you. You have not followed. You see the word followed. The instructions that I gave you. So, dear friends, as we come to the end of this stages of rejection, you see the steps which God takes. Amen. Yes. When he's finishing with you, he says, no. I don't need you. I don't need you. 1 Samuel 15, verse 11. He said, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul, for he is turned back from following me. He has turned back from following me. He doesn't follow me. I remember one of my pastors. We had a meeting. And I detected that he doesn't follow me. Because he's my disciple. I detected that he doesn't follow me. Big words, same things, this, that. Doesn't follow me. As the months went by, all the evidence came out clear. He's not my follower. He has turned back from following me. Turned back from following me. Who is the leader of this ministry? Who is the leader of this in this ministry? Ask yourself, who are you following? You are following Jesus, but we have a leader. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Watch out for your idols. God is delivering us. This is a strong message, eh? Let's go through the 13 stages of rejection. Number one, rejection comes about. Because you are disobedient in small things and in big things. Not just disobedient. Yeah. Number two. Rejection comes about because you don't admit anything. Yeah. Did David admit? And you see, the Bible says, David followed the Lord, obeyed the Lord in everything except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. So he was obedient, but there was a small mistake. It's different. Yeah. This was the main thing that God brought Saul to come and do. And he didn't do it. Number three. Rejection comes about. Can we all say it together? Rejection. Say, no. Stop. Don't do move in your house. I don't think it's right for you to move around. How can you be moving around this time? We are in the power of God and the presence of God. Yes. Look at it carefully. Something is happening. Don't do anything. God is trying to help you. Don't think and apply this message to somebody else. Apply it to yourself. I'm tired of after years and you are destroying the company. That message was, hey, why didn't I hear it in those days? Number three. Rejection comes about because you argue about the obvious. Have you seen it before? Number four. Rejection comes about because you don't fulfill your instructions. Don't fulfill it. Let's all finish our ministry and be alive. God will give you some extra time to hang around just to watch things. Oh, I'm just scouting around. I'm doing Boy Scouts now just to see how things are going. By that time, all your desires and everything, you can't sin again. You'll be an old man, old woman. Number five. Rejection comes about because you tell lies, even with the evidence of your lies there. Hey, are you listening to me? Number six, rejection comes about because you challenge God's servant in your heart. You don't believe what he's saying in your heart. You're challenging him in your heart. Stages of rejection. Number seven. Rejection comes about because you are stubborn or stiff-necked or hard. Don't let people give you that description. Tell her you are hard, oh, and you will be happy too. Huh? Number 8. Rejection comes about because you are rebellious. Rebellion always speaks of disloyalty. Open rebellion. Remember, it's the last stage of disloyalty. Open rebellion. Number 9. Rejection comes about because you are into witchcraft. You bewitch people. You control. You control the atmosphere in your house with your quietness and with your depression and your face. Your face alone is a controller general. Your face is more than a traffic light. When it is red, everybody must stop. Man witch and woman witch. You don't understand my preaching, right? It's not very practical. Number 10. Rejection comes about because you reject prophetic instructions. Yes. When somebody gives you a prophetic instruction, it looks like nothing to you. One day I was invited for lunch. And I was with a great man of God. When we finished eating, his daughter did something. He was sitting on my right. He was sitting on my right. Do you know right and left? Right. Yeah. His wife did something. Not his wife, his daughter did something. And then I heard the Holy Spirit whisper, Did you see? I said, I saw. Go and do likewise. Yes. Yes. Prophetic. Prophetic. Did David reject the prophetic? He said, as soon as Nathan said, it's true. Don't talk. It's true. Meanwhile, Nathan only knew, it's true. I've done everything. This one, meetings, talking, evidence, talking. Why God rejected Saul and did not reject David? That's it there. That's the difference right there. I hope you remember this message when it matters. Yes. Number 11. Rejection comes about because of your iniquity. But that's just one. Yeah. Your sin. One. Yeah. Out of 13. Number 12. Rejection comes about because you have an idol that you... A third voice. Right into brackets, a third voice. And then number 13. Rejection comes about because you don't follow the law. Or you have turned back from following. Yes. So you have turned back from following. You don't follow anymore. Every standing. Father, thank you for your blessing and your power. Just lift your hands and thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercies, and his love. Lead us, wonderful Holy Spirit. Thank you. Everybody, just pray in tongues for a moment. Man was balandore majamanandere belebizene mandele bakabaladere. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Guide us, lead us, dear and wonderful Holy Spirit. Hora mandalindore dalimamba baramando pemberende lendere bedere 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 le mona bedereva al barganaba adal margada sha al bargada labra sha adal bargada labra sha al bargada labra sha al bregere. Father, we give you thanks. We commit our secret lives to your hands. You know us, Lord. All these words that have been spoken, you know what it means. And we know what it means. Let our eyes be softened and our heart be softened, so that like rain, the waters of your word will bring about something good, something different. That you take from us the brown and parched ground of a judgment and replace it with green fields. Fields that are fresh. Shumba makusimede tamondes palari. Green fields to replace the dry, parched grounds of judgments with dead animals and skeletons all over the place. Difakalo masaba. Take away the skeletons of dead animals, dead creatures that are scattered over the deserts. Let your rain fall upon your people. Rain fall upon us. Rain upon us, mighty spirit. Flow like a river in the midst of a desert. Take away the emptiness. Take away Dagalo Sabada Moshiba Kataba. That will be said of us only historically, that it was good then, but it's not good now. The frige tamale shubaka, for some have turned into phantoms, some have turned into ghosts of what they are supposed to be. For the spirit of Saul has possessed them, the spirit of stubbornness, the spirit of argument, the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of deception, the spirit of resistance to the prophet of the Lord. Ukahaba, bobahaba, mehitabala, matukabali bedeshede. Save, O Lord, as you save your children, Lord, and restore us to stand before you. Mata magobale baba, marotisi and palede. Let us not be rejected, Lord. Odeva ramasumba. Let the spirit of hardness and Saul, the spirit of Saul, the rejected Saul, be taken away, Lord. Replace it with the soft-hearted spirit of David. Dama falandari dabasaba. Soften us, O God, with your drops of rain. Soften us with the drops and the dew from heaven. Soften our souls and our hearts, Lord. Take away the callous iron steel heart, Lord. The resistant wickedness. Adomasha of a dying soul that is going to hell. Matokaba masupa. Take from us the stubbornness of a horse and a mule that is destined for destruction. Manchune tamasumbandalabare. Thank you. For it shall come to pass when I shall take away the stubbornness of your heart, that I shall replace it with a soft heart and a yielded heart. And you shall say yes when I ask. And you shall say yes when I send. And you shall say, it is I. Speak no further. I am the one. Malfranas panas panas pandereda. Adashimo babasana. For the end shall come and there shall be survivors. Not all shall survive. Bahandabas banatige. But some shall survive. Some shall be rescued. Some shall be snatched out of the fire. Some shall change course at the last minute that found there and be saved. I see somebody turning right. Don't make Santa Balaba away from the road, the highway of destruction. Turn now, says the Lord. Turn your neck. Turn your heart. My son, Dalifu Kaba, Tame Debara, Dobe Dabispada, Dobistaba Abu Zabidabila, Bari Mandin Benisha Bahansba Had Bakata, Davudi Dara. Habus adih bujamas balahadi boraba kabada. Uba afan nisike humobanda. For the stubborn shall be destroyed suddenly, and that without remedy. The havraka tuzambe. There shall be no remedy for the rejected ones. Therefore, aha, ufuda, ipile, orumu, ataza, reverse, obakata, bo azakata brobele, reverse, abad, less upon you shall fall a judgment of a rejected one. Baran, bazanda, limode. Turn backward, turn back. Oda usa uma uba uma kaba uba baba ababala mabandara baba. For he has spoken. Thank you, Jesus. Just give him thanks right now. Father, we give you thanks. for your power and your spirit that has been released. Now receive the spray. The spray of the waters of God that soften the hearts, the souls, the lives. Softening comes upon you. Softening. Softening. For I shall tenderize you and soften you, says the Lord. Paradava Shemela Mansantal Mahababara. A prophetic word has been spoken. Hearken, listen, obey, yield, and flow. For the Lord blesses you with this great message. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus. Say this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sin. Cleanse me. Make me a new person. Thank you. Please write my name in the book of life. I accept Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Amen. Now put your hand on your heart for softening. Softening. Receive softening. Yieldedness. For the wisdom that comes from above is easy to entreat. Receive the grace to be easy to entreat from today. For the wisdom that is from above is easy to entreat. Ofan wumping candon sumaga, easy to entreat, shall be a description applied to you from this hour and this moment forward. In the name of He who died and rose up triumphantly after 3 days, all forms of callousness, seared consciences, hardness of heart, wickedness of soul, wickedness of Alexander the coppersmith are taken off and out and are replaced with a tender soul and a tender heart by the grace and the power of the Holy One. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Palamash Palaba. Paramandola Baba. Tayamakata. Parandalibere. Fear the Lord and live long. Fear Him. Him alone. Your idol and the one and the thing you obey cannot last. It will perish as what it is. Wood and stone, clay, it shall vanish and shall become powder. What you respected, it shall vaporize and disintegrate. What you honor must be Him and Him alone. That is why when Jesus was told by the devil anything, including good things, He said, from you, I will never listen. Even if it's a good thing, I will not do it. I will do what my God says I must do. May that be your story and your portion. Take your offering. Today is a special offering. I want you to give 1,000, 100, something special to boost this great work. Take your phone out. I'm going to pray a prophetic prayer. When I give you prophetic instructions concerning giving, have faith. Yes. Wherever you are watching from, give a good offering. It doesn't matter. Just give to the Lord. Wherever you are giving it to, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Habalikidish. 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 Silence their mouths. Tobaka. Pando Santana Lamanda. Bless. Ah, the plume shamambro samende lemanda bakatasu pastaya mashakaba tasabika. Fokataba, Tudibada, Spudidishi, Pandel Bebriste, Trabas, Dombres, Berikede. Give a seed. The seed will fight for you. For you. to fight in addition. Domakpa, supana, puchana, wekena, tamalo, tubele. Ha matosendele makabasonde barandale mamba shatoma bama sama kabatika bano sabayaba. Parabido la mashandas patakaya modase. Todas, tuba, tuba, taba, 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 uba, ambalanda. Paredole basparado, sumbe, tamala, ubare, kido, banda, speri, lomba, katale, bonji, besemendera. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. Father, thank you for your great blessing you have given to us tonight. Thank you for anointing us. But we feel your power. We feel your anointing. We feel your help. You're speaking. You're spoken. All wickedness is uncovered. All darkness, light is shining in it. All rejection, imminent rejection is reversed in Jesus' name by the grace of the Lord. We receive this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you glad to be here? You look very quiet. Is everything okay? Huh? Nobody's smiling here. Is it like that in the house? You are also not smiling? That's the presence of the Lord. Yes. His presence is here. His presence is here. He's good. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, if you put it up, it talks about judgment, and it says, you know, there are two things. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, there are two things that will contribute to your judgment. All right. And if you look at the American version, it says, God will bring to light things hidden in darkness. And then He will disclose motives in hearts. It is only then that men will have praise from God. These are things that God uses. And that's why He said in this verse, don't pass judgment before the time. Every one of us here would have chosen Saul. But that says Saul is a main man. He's merciful. He didn't kill the king. He's wise, uses the spoils of war to finance the kingdom. But he was rejected because there are two things. You see, hidden things. Look at it. Things hidden in darkness. Every one of us has things hidden in darkness, which when brought out, changes the picture. The picture changes. And then we also have the motives in the heart. The King James says the counsels of the heart. But American says the motives. And the NIV also says the motives. The counsels of the heart. So you see these things, the counsels of the heart in Saul. You see the hidden things that brought out iniquity, stubbornness. They are not easy to see. They are hidden things. And there are other reasons and motives. Nobody knows what these things are. But God knows what these things are. And that is why you have to take your time. And that is why when we preach, you must believe that the preaching applies to you and stop applying it to others. So that you don't come later on and say, what was I thinking? What are you thinking? Think well now. Yes. And the Lord will bless you. Amen. Amen.
Raining for you, raining for you, and I'm just 16. Raining for you, raining for you, and I'm just 16. When Uzziah was 16 years old, he began to reign in Israel. He reigned in Israel for 52 long years. Uzziah listened to his mother. He did what was right in the sight of God. Oh yeah, he walked in the ways of his father. I know I'm not too young to reign for you. I wanna reign as a king for Jesus. Jesus, I am ready to be a priest for you. Thank you for calling me, for calling me so young. Reigning for you when I'm just 16. Ooh yeah, reigning for you when I'm just 16. Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Uzziah fought against the enemies. He broke down the walls of the enemy. And God helped him. I know I'm not too young to reign for you. I wanna reign as a king for Jesus. Jesus, I am ready.
Are you ready?
To be a priest for you. Thank you for calling me, for calling me so young. Reigning for you. Reigning for you when I'm just 16.
Are you gonna reign?
Come on. Reigning for you. Reigning for you when I'm just 16. I'm past 16 now. I don't wanna waste my life doing all sorts of things with my body. I heard of Uzziah, the little boy who became a king. I wanna work for Jesus from 16, just like Uzziah, the young king. You can use me, Jesus, ooh yeah, to work for you, yeah. I know I'm not too young to reign for you. I wanna reign as a king for Jesus. Jesus, I am ready to be a priest for you. Thank you for calling me so young. Reigning for you when I'm just 16. Come on, reigning for you when I'm just 16. Oh yeah, reigning for you when I'm just 16. Oh, 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 oh. Reigning for you. Reigning for you when I'm just 16. Come on. Just like Uzziah, you can use me, Jesus. Ooh, yeah. To work for you, yeah. I know that I'm not too young. Too young to reign for you.
Are you too young?
I wanna reign as a king for Jesus. Jesus, I am ready to be a priest for you. Thank you for calling me, for calling me so young. Waiting for you, waiting for you when I'm just 16. Come on, waiting for you, waiting for you when I'm just 16.
Oh yeah,
waiting for you, waiting for you when I'm just 16. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh,
waiting for you, waiting for you when I'm just 16.
Oh. Wow. You see, we have ready at 20. We have songs with ages. Ready at 20. 25 to 50, and then reigning from 16. So a lot of strategic ages.
Wow.
So maybe we have to get something for 40. Life begins at 40, is what they say. Is it working on you?
It's working on me.
Are you sure it's working on you?
Yeah.
I feel it's working.
Are too
wonderful,
which I know now it is the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, the way of a young man with a maiden. Too wonderful,
too wonderful,
just too wonderful. Oh, oh. Now I know I really like you. I can see. Oh, oh. Now I know I really like you. I don't know why. The way of a man with a maiden. Whoa. It's working on me.
Woo!
It's working on me. I know I really like you. Are too wonderful for me. For things which I know not, it is the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, the way of a young man with a maiden. Too wonderful. Just too wonderful. Oh, oh, now I know I really like you. I can see. Oh, oh, now I know I really like you. I don't know why. The way of a man with a maiden. Whoa, it's working on me.
Whoop.
It's working on me. I know I really like you.
I hope you are dancing in your household, because the way people are dancing here, they are deceiving you, I tell you.
Scripture cannot be broken. The word of God is so true. Help me to do what's right. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Help me to follow you. Jesus, please hold my hand. Help me to do what's right. Guide me, Lord. Guide me, Lord. Oh, oh. Now I know I really like you do. I can see.
A man was a major. Whoa. He's working on me. Woo! He's working on me. I know I really like you. I know I really like you. I really, 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 really like you.
Oh, oh, now I know I really like you.
We are still having church. Sit down. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. So, are you glad that this is the day that the Lord has made? Things are falling into place this year for you. In the name of Jesus.
For me, your things are working for my good. All my
my pain is forgotten. All my past disappointment. The Lord has earned my captivity and filled my mouth with laughter. Oh, please don't call me soon. I'm loving with my man right
hey.
Now.
Ooh. We shouldn't call her soon.
Ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. God has done this for me. All things are working for my good. All my pain is forgotten. All my past disappointments. The Lord has turned my captivity and filled my mouth with laughter. Oh, please don't call me soon. I'm loving with my man right now. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.